Less Kevin, more tech. We're back for another riveting edition with a fun guest today that we just met recently, and she's doing all kinds of cool things for our neighborhood, and we brought in a neighborhood expert to help talk about this. But Les, here's a challenge for us.
Yes.
We have never used her product because we can't read.
Oh, yeah, it's trouble.
But yeah, you know, Crystal, the pictures are great. Oh, so yeah. We have Crystal Meyer from Stroll here, Stroll Oak Point. I said it right? Mm-hmm. And then we have an Oak Point resident here and a familiar face to those out there on the lake, and Vince Parlov. We can't get this guy off these podcasts, can you? Yeah, give him one shot of something, and he comes back and just like a bad penny, Crystal.
I just wait here for people to come in here and do podcasts.
Yeah. And they're lining up out the door.
Lining up, yeah.
That's so, great. Crystal, we met you at a Brighton Chamber ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. And you've launched, you did like so many of us, right? A midlife crisis, and instead of buying the Corvette, you decided to launch a company, right?
Oh my God, I had no idea what I was getting into, that's for sure.
Hey, well, if you did know, would you do it again?
Probably, but I would have like a better expectation of, you know, what I was getting into, because it was literally a experience that landed in my lap, and I thought about it, and I told my husband, I said, I feel like I have to go forward on this, only because I couldn't let it go.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're crazy. You just went to school. You became an esthetician. Like, what is going on? And I'm like, I'm telling you, there is something behind this. I don't know why I can't let it go. So here I am.
So do you believe in intuition?
Absolutely.
There you go.
1,000%.
Yeah. It's your inner voice.
Yeah. 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 And the funny thing is, you know, I always say this when I explain my story. I don't say it to say sappy, to be sappy or anything, but my dad passed away 30 years ago, and his birthday is March 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was shopping this, you know, job, there was 4 interviews. And within that third interview, he's like, well, we have to do a Zoom. And I said, oh, was that to make sure I have all my teeth? And he's like, yeah. And I said, well, you know, when would this opportunity be starting for online training? And he said it was March 27th.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was just like, dang. Oh. And I told my husband, I'm like, Dad says I have to be here. So.
Did you get goosebumps?
It was just that moment that I knew.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things where throughout my whole life, jobs just kind of like, oh, you're hired. Like, you just walk in, hey, you're hired. And I'm like, oh, thanks. So it was just like, okay, this is yelling at me. And it's one of those things where I didn't feel pushed into something. I felt like I was, like, literally being carried. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you're doing
this.
Oh,
that's cool.
Here you go.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So I didn't get a chance to go to the Brighton Chamber meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen,
the ribbon cutting.
The ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
So I really don't have a full background or understanding, you know, of your business,
because mm-hmm.
they usually go through it at a ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
And they give a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
So share with us.
Okay. So I started on March 27th. Mm-hmm. My ribbon cutting was on March 27th. That was one of the things I wanted to have it on that day. It was really, really important for me. I'm like, I don't care if it's on, you know, spring break, because it was right in the middle. Mm-hmm. But anyways, back to the question. It was 4 to 5 months of doing 10 meetings a week, probably 75 to 150 phone calls a week, mm-hmm. like nonstop. It's called ramp up. It's called ramp up for a reason. And it was, it takes your toll, you know, it's very difficult, but you know, when you get that person that sees the vision that you see and that you're hoping for, it's like the candy. You're like, okay, great. Someone believes in me. So doing that for 5 months, and then, you know, during the journey interviewing people, 'cause in essence, I am interviewing businesses to want to bring their brand in front of the Oak Point community. And if they don't see that vision, then you know what? If you want in, that's great, but you have to pass this gatekeeper to get there.
So, Crystal, you take a step back. For me, anyway, right? You got to remember what we're intellectual guys, you know. Challenged here. So you're making these calls, you're getting appointments, but what is the business? What is the Stroll?
Stroll is a publication that is a nationwide brand.
Okay.
And we pick out, well, the corporation N2 picks out neighborhoods that are on the luxury level.
Got it.
And so businesses that want to bring their brand in front of neighborhoods like Oak Point, like Hidden Lake, like Courtin Lakes Estates, Whitehall. These are Stroll neighborhoods in Michigan.
Kind of a higher income.
It's a higher income. And it's, you know, they found throughout the 20 years of being in business that businesses, in essence, you know, they don't really like advertising. But when it comes to time frame, you know, a time when the economy isn't great, then, you know, businesses need to spend advertising dollars, and if they want to be in front of the right client, that's what we offer to
becomes
them.
More important.
It becomes more important, yeah.
So, less your neighborhood Whitetail Trailer Estates would not be in this publication.
No,
I honestly didn't know Stroll even existed until my cousin Pamela. She lives in Virginia. I was just like, oh, I'm having this interview with Stroll. She's like, oh my God, Crystal, you will love this. This is right up your alley. You love people. You love, you know, community. Like, you have to do this. And so she was really the person that I was just like, okay, Pam, I'll do whatever you do. Tell me what to do.
So you generate a magazine about the community.
Yes.
And it's I'm going to just take a guess that it's probably the kind of thing that people would want to lay out on their table.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So it's not the kind of... what do you call it? Like that newsprint thing that shows coupons for.
No.
So it's a gorgeous coffee table.
It's a beautiful coffee table book magazine, and it's monthly. And in essence, we by standards, we have to have 50% story and 50% advertising. So when you are looking at this publication, it's not like, oh, look at all these ads. It's just, it's like paced very, very much to be appealing and to want to pick it up several times. And in honesty, you know, like my cousin does in Virginia, she uses it as her buyer's guide because she knows how hard, you know, the person like me has worked on getting this publication. Up and going.
Yeah, and so Stroll, I'm going to, like, you're strolling through a neighborhood, kind of. That's where we get the connection. That's cool.
Well, I'll tell you the funny story is we go to the ribbon cutting, and I go home and tell my wife, I said, hey, this is Kevin and I were just at this ribbon cutting with this Stroll magazine. And my wife goes, this one? And I go, yeah, that's it. So, it's reaching out to people.
Yeah, wonderful. That makes me happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you're putting that together, I'm just, how do you get your content?
It's literally like breadcrumbs, you know, someone says, oh, I know somebody, or I have a family of the month, like, hey, you know, part of this process, it only works if the, you know, the community is invested in it. So if you can recommend anybody, and then I reach out and, you know.
Well, stay away. I think it's on St. Andrews. There's a crazy lady, Angie DeAngelis. Out there, wasn't it?
Think that's her name.
Just be careful.
We're naming names on this show.
We name names.
I don't know her.
She was stealing his magazines and clipping out the Dairy Queen coupons.
Yeah, taping her face on the front of the featured family.
I don't know if I should be laughing or just kind of.
You can laugh.
Yeah, you can laugh.
Okay.
She'll be on the cover of one of your future magazines. Okay.
Although we won't be laughing when she countersues us for defamation.
Right.
No, she's a great person. She'd be a great subject matter.
Okay, perfect.
Actually, her husband's a great guy. He'd be a good subject matter.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So who does the, do you do the interviewing and the writing? Or You have professionals?
It kind of folds out as, you know, just a questionnaire. And I like to meet people, you know, mm-hmm. obviously, because that's why I'm in this. But I know people live very busy lives. So we do have questionnaires that I can email or meet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's literally, it's Facebook in print. Like, what you write down, if that's what you want, that's what's going to be seen. Of course, I put it through AI to make sure that all the punctuation is correct mm-hmm. and all that. But beyond that, you know, yeah. we want it written by the residents.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we're all about, is creating
content. Vince, you might get a chance one day to tell your story.
So they say there's a chance.
Yeah, exactly. You're saying there's a chance. So that's cool.
So yeah. So you're a few months into this, right?
Yes. And I think it's 8 months.
8 months, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up here on a year. What's been the challenge you didn't foresee coming?
Well, I've never owned a business.
Okay.
And so really that's...
So then everything's kind of, yeah, in a way, sort
yeah.
of meets
that. I feel like the person spinning the plates, you know. If one thing falls, then you're like, oh, gosh, I got to keep everything else spinning. So, you know, you get to a certain point, and then our company is very supportive, and we have opportunities to have, you know, of course, you have to pay for them, but services that can help. So I've been doing my own ad management, and now I've hired an internal company to handle an ad strategist to help me out with that. So that kind of takes that off the plate.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, but yeah, it's all challenging. And that's why I was like, what do you do, Jenny from South Lyon? Like, she's the Stroll publisher for the Hidden Lakes one.
Okay.
And she's the one that got me into this. Like, you should try this. You'd be really good at it. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you do? Well, she didn't tell me on purpose.
Right.
So, Vince, when you looked at the magazine, you got what was your take on it?
It's classy. It is something you would lay out on your, you know, coffee table or whatever. Uh-huh. You know, so it's not like one of those, the cover is, you know, showing you know, I think every month, and we're gonna show you here.
Yeah, I have a
copy. You know, you obviously got the featured family, but then right. you didn't go in there in the first 10 pages or ads, and then a little story, yeah. and then you know,
so it looks like almost something that you would buy at a yeah. Barnes & Noble or
absolutely. I think we're gonna show a copy of it right here.
She's
so,
well, you know, I think
she's getting there.
I think, Crystal, the nice part about your magazine is that you alluded to it earlier, I think, and sidebar conversation, that it's not that you're nosy, but it's nice to get to know your neighbors
yeah,
in a way that,
yeah.
that you might not have, or you found out something that you have in common that you would approach them, that you might not have ever approached right. them on something like that. And I
absolutely.
Think it's very well done.
Thank very you. Nice.
Yeah. And it's not intimidating either, right? It's just straight into the point. It's, you know, what is it, 30 pages maybe?
Yeah. So this is the Leonard family. After the first publication came out, Ross reached out to me, and he's like, I'd love to talk about the publication. I just moved to Oak Point,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to learn more about it. And so I showed him what the platform's all mm-hmm. about, and I said, I'm looking for content. I would love for you to be one of our featured families. And he's like, sure, absolutely. Well, they got married, you know, like 6 months ago when we had this photograph.
They're Spartans.
They are Spartans. And after they had seen the photographs taken, Barb, his wife, said, we didn't have a professional photographer at our wedding, or we didn't get, you know, photos yeah. that we really liked. And she's like, I am so excited because these are just beautiful. So it was really that amazing yeah. opportunity to be able to help them out too with a gorgeous.
So a couple of quick, and I know you guys have questions, but I see you got a green mm-hmm. font. Was that because of the Spartan tie-in, or is that your colors?
No, so I have no control over design. I am not the designer of
okay.
the publication. If there's something that I'm not quite like, oh, this is really, I can change it mm-hmm. and have them change it, but literally I upload all of the information, and design takes away from it. So it's definitely something that for me as an artist, I was just like, it doesn't look like I really want it to. So can you please?
Gotcha. So you got an art background. That's
crafting.
Okay.
But visually, I'm like OCD. I'm like, yeah. So it needs to be.
So not quite Leonardo.
No.
Now, you also mentioned the photographs are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the magazine, I saw different articles with photos.
And yes.
So do you have a photographer? I saw on the cover you had Harper,
Yeah, Harper Photography and Noreen Owens. Yeah. They are my two photographers, and Kelly had taken this cover. And so the great opportunity for the photographers is they get visibility mm-hmm. for what they do. Mm-hmm. And the residents get the opportunity to purchase the photos.
But oh, nice.
They don't have to if they don't want to, but it is a nice.
Yeah, but I imagine that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a gorgeous
it is.
Fall image.
Very pretty.
You had the Leonard family here, but I forget the lady's name at the ribbon cutting that sounded like one. I think it was your first.
Oh, yes. Marianne McCreary.
Yes, we want to give her kudos.
Oh, she's been wonderful. I met her early on in the interviewing process because she's a realtor. Mm-hmm. And so when I found out that she was a resident in the Oak Point community, you know, in my heart, I'm like not going to go to an Oak Point person and say, oh my gosh, do you want to be in my publication? Like, that's not who I am. So I met with her strictly as a resident. And she was telling me, like, I would really like to see, like, the HOA in the publication. I'd like to see this. And so, you know, we had such a great rapport from the beginning. I asked her if she could be mm-hmm. our first family, and it was just, she's just been wonderful.
It's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And her daughter owns Stateside Deli, which is located in the 242 Church, and they gave us our first recipe of their delicious, like, cheesecake. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Great sandwiches. They just moved, actually. They were deeper in the Howell, but now they moved they're closer to Brighton.
They're in front of the 242 Church, where they used to have the cafe.
Yep.
Want a little pro tip on a recipe? There's the Mama Par Love meatballs, right?
Yeah. We can,
spaghetti sauce,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't know if I can give you all the ingredients, but
I don't want to die, Vince.
What's that?
I don't want to die. I don't want to have to be shot.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
It's a running joke. We make pizza. We make spaghetti sauce for the year once a year.
Oh, nice.
So I opened the front door one day, and Kevin's standing there with his spoon. Legitimately, that's it. You know, and I'm like, where'd you come from? Get out of here. Get off my property.
And then he gave me a shirt, and then $2, and kicked me off the porch. So
that's fun.
But for somebody like that with the McCreary's, what a great way for her to represent her brand.
And,
you know, it's great from a business standpoint. You know, you got the social and get to know people, mm-hmm. but what a nice way for an advertiser too, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we do have on our back cover, we do have the Pacella Group, who are a real estate, I call them a guru. They also have a podcast called Welcome to Livingston. Mm-hmm. And they live in the community too. And when I met with Angela and Dawn, she said, is the back cover available? So there's a realtor local in the Livingston County. She likes all the back covers. She's never inside of a publication. She's always in the back cover. And Angela's like, I want the back cover. And I said, you got it, girl. Let's go. Yeah. So I was excited to know that they live in the community. And the nice little thing about living in the community and advertising is you get this little stamp here that you're a resident-owned business.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
So when the residents see that.
Now, Vince grew up here. Family goes back many years, and he could talk about all things Brighton. But when I moved here in the early 90s, but it seemed like Oak Point was that I don't know, flagship neighborhood for the area, or I've always, maybe just because of the golf course is there, and it seems like such a tight-knit community, is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you got the lakes there, you know what I mean? You got the golf course, you got the, you know, Oak Point, obviously. You know, it really started out, it was Burroughs Farms, that's where it really started out.
Yeah.
You know, it really was, and I think there was a 9-hole course that, obviously, you played twice to get to 18. See my math skills there?
Yes, very impressive.
No calculator. So that's how it started, and it's grown to what it is today. And
I've lived in Brighton for 23 years, and my kids have grown up in the Brighton area, and it's hilarious. I was down in Atlanta for conference for Stroll, and we have Real Producers and all these different publications that my company does. And I'm getting my Uber ride on the way back to the airport, and he's like, you know, just chatting it up, and he's like, where are you from? And I said, oh, I'm from the Brighton area. Oh, I used to vacation up there. I vacationed at Borough yeah. Farms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's got to be 60-something. Yeah. And I'm like, how is this possible that he is the Uber driver talking about Oak Point in a different way? It's just like all these little messages just are crazy.
Well, the story that goes back is before 96, the Grand River was the only way to get from Lansing to Detroit, right? And Brighton's mm-hmm. halfway.
Okay.
So, you know, Kevin mentioned, you know, so my family, my grandfather came over from Italy, settled in Brighton, and opened a bar on Island Lake, Island Lake Fonda Briggs.
Oh, cool.
And so that was, and then with all the folks that would camp and actually get cabins for the summer, they yeah. folks would come out for the summer, and then the father would, you know, obviously still be working, but that would be their kind of stomping grounds.
That's so cool.
So yeah, so it's Brighton's, you know, was that tight-knit community for years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah. I moved in, and I'm like, I told my husband, he's a high school teacher in Novi. I'm like, we're not moving. Sorry.
Yeah.
I loved it right from the beginning.
Yeah, and Brighton used to be the, okay, you're living where? You know yeah. what I mean? People were like, that's way out
now
there.
Everybody wants to be here. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're welcome, but can we have parking spots, please?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's becoming a problem.
So where do you yeah. see this going?
I mean, I see this growing. You know, I've been having a lot of people reach out to me that own businesses, mm-hmm. like, hey, I'd love to hear more about it. So, you know, I know the first year is really finding that footing in any young business. But after that, you know, publications have been around for 15 years. So I see this going into, you know, me going into Medicare. And then, I don't know, I can sell it
uh-huh.
if I, you know, grow weary of it or hire a staff and just kind of let people, you know, take care of me in my yeah. elder years.
There you go. There you go. Yep.
But yeah.
But what a great, I love the idea with the stamp. Oh, you know, we're jumping around
yeah,
a little
I
bit.
I, yeah, I do. I
like going that. Back to that, if I lived out there to know that I've got a neighbor that, yeah. you know, if it comes to a plumbing issue or if mm-hmm. I need an electrician, that they're probably going to do a pretty good job seeing that we had to see each other, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I do want to add a page in there that is, a resident business guide. So, you know, as
kind of like a resources.
Yeah, yeah. And it's in the back where, yeah. you know, it's a free option to take part in that. So,
yeah, I like that. That's
yeah,
a neat idea.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, it has to be a fit. If it's not a fit where you want your business to be seen every month, like, oh, everybody knows what I do. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. You know, I'm not here to pressure arm you. I'm just letting you know what this is all about. But there's some businesses that are like, hey, you know, I'm a handyman company that live in the community. I would love to be that person.
Right. Yeah. Yep. It's a great neighborhood to focus in on.
Yeah. Yeah. They've just been wonderful. You know, living in the community for so long, my kids went to the elementary school where the Oak Pointers go. So I've been in the community, you know, play dates and whatnot. My kids mm-hmm. are in their 20s now. So, you know,
right.
been around for a hot minute. But, yeah, they've been wonderful and very receiving for the publication, which I truly appreciate.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I think it's a pretty cool magazine.
Yeah, I do, yeah. too. I like the whole yeah. concept.
I may be moving Oak Point.
Yeah, right.
So we've gotten a couple accolades in the last couple months. We're number 7 in franchised-owned businesses.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the Entrepreneur magazine mm-hmm. ranked us number 7. And so that was pretty cool. And then we just got another accolade of women-owned franchises, the number 1. So that's pretty cool, too.
Very nice, yeah.
This started out 20 years ago with two gentlemen that were like, we have to get out of this, you know, 80-hour-a-week job. And they came together and created this and so it was mostly men that mm-hmm. were in the early stages, but when I went to conference in January, it was all women on the stage that were the top 10.
There you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So wow.
It was pretty cool.
That is neat.
Yeah.
women always rise to the top.
Yeah,
like, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, the other awesome thing about this is I did not have to put any money for this franchise. No. It's literally, if you're hired and you make it through those four interviews and you make it through training and you make it through ramp up and you get there, it is yours. And it's literally hard, true grit to get there.
Wow.
And that's why we're number seven in, you know, own franchises, growing franchises, I should say.
So good. So a real strong process in place to kind of weed out those that are not overly serious.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, through my group, I think my group had maybe 20, 25 people on, because it's all Zoom training, because we're all over the country. I think five made it, including myself. So it's
like the Navy SEALs.
Yeah,
right.
So I'm a Navy SEAL, dude.
200 people start, 20 people.
Make
it through. Yeah.
Well, Les and Vince were talking. I was kind of bored, so I picked up the magazine, started reading it some more and looking at this. But I love your partner profile on here with Paulson Construction.
I mean,
first class company there and in the area. And I see Peak Physical Therapy with Amy Galagos here. I mean, what you got some good advertisers in here.
Yeah, and what was I going to say? Oh, Paulson's, he was a cross sale. Remember, I was telling you before we started that I can cross sale into any publication nationwide. So he was a cross sale from Hidden Lake. Jenny Eifler cross sailed him into my publication, and he's one of her longest running advertisers, up to 9 years with her. So it's pretty cool.
That is neat.
Yeah.
Well, we sell postage machines, so I would hate to discourage people from doing mailing, but if you wanted to cut down on distribution costs, we could put these at Vince's house, put them on a bike, and he could just drive around and throw them in everybody's mailbox for you or front porch. Oh,
I was going to offer that, but now that you've offered it for me, I'm absolutely Sunday mornings.
It's funny that you call it cost. Talked about distribution. We have two state-of-the-art distributing where we down in Texas where it's created, and it's really cool seeing, you know, this is only doing strolls like 24/7, and for our over 1 million readership, you know, viewers of stroll, so it's pretty cool. And it's so streamlined that when I approve it, it's, you know, in mailboxes by the beginning of the month.
So are you saying that I have to pick the publications up in Texas on my
bike? Yeah. Okay, so I think it takes a little longer.
That's going to be a Saturday.
Look for them in December.
Yeah, exactly.
And then month after month, so.
Okay, all right.
So we always love to do breaking news here. So you said Stroll's going to do a big summer bash down at the patio there at the marina?
Oh, I don't know yet. Well, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be great. But
look for it.
Part of our platform is we do host social events where we bring community and our advertisers together. So they, you know, our advertisers are invested in community and they're seen as more as, you know, a community sponsor rather than a solicitor. You know, there's advertising all over where it's like, okay, this is what we do. Well, this is what we do. We do it on a different type of level. It's all about community. And our next event is at the Country Club, May 2nd at 5:30. And it's a Mother's Day pop-up. And we're just going to have some fun with the moms and, you know, our advertisers come and...
If we want to do a pop-up and have some fun, I say we go to the Four Sears house and just show up and not tell them.
Yeah. Are they going to be out of town anytime soon?
Yeah. Just get everybody to come right over there and put it out. So, but, hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
A great publication, and we're excited to see it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Really do.
And it was funny because we saw you, and, again, Vince went right home, and Amy said, hey, we get this. And I said, well, we got to get him on a podcast,
Things happen for a reason, don't they?
I know. They really do. Awesome. That's so cool.
So when you're strolling around Oak Point
and
you want to grab that bourbon, what kind of bourbon do you reach for?
I've already told you I've never had bourbon. If I've had bourbon, it's been in a drink, and I didn't know it. So.
All right. Well,
we have a tradition here.
So here's maybe a sponsor for you to go after, Detroit City.
Okay.
And this was brought in by Les. He found this, and it was a very nice bourbon. So we're going to sample Detroit City bourbon. Am I saying that right?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yep.
So cheers to your ribbon cutting.
And cheers. Your adventure. Stroll. Here we go.
Strolling. We
go. Strolling.
Strolling. That could be maybe our title, right? Mm-hmm. Strolling with Crystal.
That's good.
Oh, baloney. You've never had bourbon. You tell me that's good.
No, I mean,
it is a good
bourbon. It's burning.
Yeah, I know.
But it's good.
I was waiting for you to go.
If I had the Spanish flu or COVID, I'd drink bourbon to get rid of it, right?
Yep. I mean, this is what they drink when, you know, the olden times, just to stay warm, right?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Back in the olden days.
In the olden days. Right. And horse and carriage.
That's it. Well, I tell you what. Here's I'll leave you with a suspenseful drop. When you talk alcohol, Par Loves and Brighton, you'll have to ask about the Purple Gang.
Yeah.
And you'll have to interview Mr. Yeah. Par Love here.
Yeah, we can about go. That's the Purple Gang. That's a whole nother segment.
Yeah, yeah. So, the bootlegging family here.
Bootlegging family.
Oh, you're a bootlegger, huh?
Yeah. There's a story that there's a boat with a bunch of cases of alcohol sunken in the middle of Iron Lake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But well, let's go. Nobody's ever found it.
Come back next week, stories. 28 viewers, and we'll talk about the sunken boat.
You got it. All 28.
Thank you, Crystal. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.